Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our weekly Bible study, and this is the third session of our lesson of Discipleship 1, and the name of the course is Discipleship Level 1, and the title of the first lesson is The Word of God. The Word of God. Amen. I'm going to ask that Sister Latasha open us up in prayer.
Amen.
Amen, woman of God.
Father God, I come to you once today, oh God. Oh God, I ask you to cover the apostle and me and everyone that's going to call in on the phone line on today, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for waking us up today, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you that you've given us the right mind to be able to call in and listen out for you, oh, God, for your word. So, Father God, I ask you to bless this Bible study, oh, God. Oh, God, the wisdom that we need, oh, God. Oh, God, and cover each and every one of us, our family, our children on today, oh, God. Oh, Father, cover those on today that need to be saved, oh, God, and don't know which way to go. But, Father, we look to you, oh, God, for we are grateful and thankful that we're able to sit at your feet, oh, God, and to receive your word on today, oh, God. And, Father, I lift you up, I exalt you, and I thank you, oh, God. Cover each and every one on today, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I ask these things, oh, God, in your son, precious son's name, Jesus Christ, oh, God, who is my Lord and Savior, and I thank you. Bless your name, oh, God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to
amen.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to your
name,
oh God. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is good to enter into his courts with praise and into his gates with thanksgiving. Beloved, as I said, that this is Discipleship Series course. We are studying on the Word of God. Amen. The scripture that stands out most is 2 Timothy 2:15, and it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, it says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. And so we need the word. Amen. It is important that we study this word, that we meditate upon this word, and that we hide this word in our heart, amen, that we sin not against our God, and that when it's time to, hallelujah, walk out this word, that we do so, amen. Some of the things that we have been studying is, why is the Bible important? Amen. We looked at some facts about the Bible in prior lessons. We also looked at the Old Testament books, and we was able to break them down into categories, as well as the New Testament books, and we was able to break them down into categories. We looked at the divine inspiration of Scripture, beloved. Amen. We was able to look at that as well, praise God. And so today we are moving forth with the purpose of the word equipping us. Amen. The purpose of the word equipping us. We're going to start off with 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. And this is one of the scriptures that I have already read. Amen. And the scripture reads as this. Amen. It says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Verse 17 of the scripture gives us the purpose for the four functions provided to us by the word, that we may be thoroughly furnished, and that thoroughly furnished means equipped, as productive workers in the kingdom of God. So the only way that we're going to be productive workers in the kingdom of God, his word is given to us that it may inspire us, that it may equip us to do so. Amen. When we obey this word, amen, the word equips or supplies us with all the necessary tools to become what God has called us to be. Amen. And knowing this, that would make the word very important, wouldn't it? Some of the ways in which the word equips us are listed below. The word is creative power. Psalms 33:6 says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breach of his mouth." Amen. So it has creative power because God used his word to create. Hebrews 11:3 says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds are framed by the word of God." God spoke this word, and his word went out and did the very thing that he sent it to do. Creative power. Amen. The word is saving power. 1 Peter 1:23 says, "Being born again by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." James 1:21 says, "Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul." Amen. So we know that the power of salvation is in the word of God, the message itself. Amen. The word is healing power. The word is healing power. Amen. Let us look at that. Psalms 107:20 says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction." Amen. And so, beloved, when we are sick in our body and we need a healing, we have come to find out that the word of God is healing power. And so there's many scriptures that speak of healing, even when it says by the power of Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The stripes that he bore on Calvary. Amen. The word is reviving power, beloved. You need to be revived. You need to be quickening. Amen. The word is quickening, is giving life, revitalizing, and reanimating power. Amen. We're going to read Psalms 119:50. If someone could pull that up, the poetic book Psalms, we're going to chapter 119, and we're going to read verse 50. It. Amen. What verse does it 50? Say, woman of God? 50. Amen.
Verse 50, it says, 51. "When I am hurting, I find comfort in your promise that leads to life."
Amen. That's a powerful scripture. And I'm going to read it Amen. In the KJV. It says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." Amen. And so the word of God will lead us to life. Sometimes we are feeling some kind of way. Amen. Sometimes we feel like we need to be comforted. We need to be held. We need to be loved. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we even want to be touched. Sometimes we're feeling so low that our hunger is head down and our countenance is saddened. Amen. But I heard the Bible say today that the word of God is a comfort in our time of affliction, whatever the affliction may be. And it says, "For thy word hath quickened me." Amen. Have you ever been feeling down and you have gotten into the word of God, or the Holy Spirit dropped a word or a song in your spirit that was scripture and it began to revive you? Amen. Have you ever experienced that?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the word of God is a quickening power. Amen. It quickens us. Amen. The word is cleansing power, purifying, purging power. Amen. John 15:3. Let's look that up. What does John 15:3 say? That's chapter 15, verse 3.
Hold on, let me pull it up. John. John 1, 1 John?
No, the Gospel of John, 15, verse 3.
Okay.
Remember, we broke down in the Word of God the different books in the Bible, in the Old and New Testament, and the four Gospels, which is the first four books of the New Testament. They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So when we say the Gospel of John, we are speaking of that book. And if we was to say the Epistle of John, which is the first, second, and third John, those are epistles. Those are letters that was written by the Apostle John to the church, okay?
Okay.
This will help us to know the difference. When we say the Gospel of John, we're speaking about that book that comes after Luke, amen, because I believe it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John. And so we're talking about that book. And so that's John 15, verse 3.
Okay, yeah, 15, verse 3. I believe it's right here. Verse 3, it says, okay, that's 2, verse 2, verse 3. You are already clean because of what I have said to you.
Amen. That's the word of God. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So the word that Jesus Christ has spoken, the inspired word that has been revealed by his spirit, amen, we are cleaned by this. We believe it, amen, and we obey it. And this brings about our cleansing, the water of the washing of the word. John 17 and 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. The word is truth. So we are sanctified, cleansed, set apart by what? By the word of God. When we believe and live by this word, hallelujah, Jesus, we are sanctified and set apart. And so, listen, that's how we become sanctified. Sanctified means to be set apart. The word sets us apart from the world. Amen?
Amen.
Jeremiah 23 and 29 says, is not my word like as a purifying fire, saith the Lord. Amen. And so we knew it was like fire because Jeremiah said that the word was like fire shut up in his bones and that he could not hold his peace. Amen. And have you ever experienced that burning, amen, in your heart? Amen. While you're studying this word, while you're meditating on this word, the sanctifying process. Amen. My God, my God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The word is judging power. Amen. And so have you ever, hallelujah, responded to something and the person said, I don't want you judging me. Amen. And sometimes people say that because they don't want their sin discovered, amen, or uncovered,
amen.
But the word of God has judging power, amen. Listen, we don't have to judge you if it is in the word. Judge yourself according to the word of God, amen. For the word of God is true, amen. John 12 and 48 says, Jesus said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Amen. And so, beloved, the same word that we say that we have faith in will judge us in the last day. Listen, we cannot pick and choose what part of the word we want to live. We have to live it all. Amen. It all applies. Amen. It all applies. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so we're going to look at the word is a destroying hammer, defeating the enemies of righteousness. Beloved, remember when Jesus was in the garden of, when he was in the wilderness, amen, and Satan came to tempt him. How did he defeat the enemy? He used his word, amen, hallelujah, as a destroying hammer. He said, it is written, amen. And, beloved, sometimes we just have to speak to the situation and circumstance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, my God. We just have to stop giving into the pain or the whatever it is, the bewilderment, amen, of the storm. And we have to start speaking the word of God to encourage ourselves, to shift our atmosphere. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so Jeremiah 23:29 says, is not my word like as a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Amen. And so what
Glory
I love about
God.
That, hallelujah, Jesus, the
Glory
Bible says that the heart of the world is hard, it's stony. But listen, beloved, when we speak the word of God, amen, it is like a hammer breaking the stone into pieces. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just keep
amen.
Speaking the word in love, my God. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory
praise
God.
God. The word is a lamp. If you ever want your pathway lit, if you feel like you're in a dark place or at a crossroad and you don't know which way to take, amen, the Bible is teaching us here that the word is a lamp, lighting our way, illuminating the way in which we should live, amen. Psalms 119:105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. This is why I say we that are the church, the word is our direction into the righteous pathway. It is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. God has not left us ignorant, and he don't have us winging it trying to choose which way to go or what to do. He makes his way plain. His word is our lamp and our light, so we need to stay on the lit path. Amen. Praise God. That straight and narrow way. Amen. Amen. The word is Jesus Christ in written manifestation. Amen. And so we have to honor this written word. Why? Because the word itself is Jesus. Amen. John 1:14 says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so, beloved, we're learning here that the word is Jesus Christ in written manifestation. You have been hearing me say lately that it is manifestation time. Amen. I have been speaking that word. I have been tweeting that word. I have been posting that word. Amen. That it is manifestation time. Amen. Jesus manifested as what he should have. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is the word. The written word is Jesus Christ manifested. Amen. And so, beloved, whoever it is that we proclaim to be in Christ, amen. Not until you manifest, not until you manifest, not until you manifest. If someone come and tell you that I'm your husband or I'm your wife, amen, they ought to manifest. They ought to have the attributes and the ability and the components to be such. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever the word of God says, amen, if you are a pastor, an apostle, a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, you are to manifest. If you are a child of God, born of the Spirit with your faith in Christ, there you go. All you got to do is allow Christ to manifest through you.
Yes.
Amen. It's time out. It's time to level up. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Jesus Christ is the written word. The word is Jesus Christ and written manifestation. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We too are the members of the body of Christ, and we ought to manifest. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So the word is nourishing food. The word of God is nourishing food. Amen. Beloved, we feed our body 3 times a day, sometimes even more, with physical food. But listen, you are no longer a living soul. You are a spiritual being. Your spirit wants to thrive. It wants to live. It wants to be revived. And you can only do that with the word, because the only thing that could feed your spirit is the word, because
the
word.
Word
is spirit and life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's the word. So 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, they that ye may grow thereby. And so we know we mature through the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, if you are a babe in Christ with little understanding, the way you're going to grow and mature, amen, hallelujah, is through the word of God. Hebrews 6:5 says, and have tasted the good word, have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Amen. And so listen,
amen.
The word is nourishing food, amen, necessary for us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. The word is a stumbling block to unbelievers. Someone pull up 1 Peter 2:8. Amen. To us, the word is our salvation, and it is the power of God. But to those that do not believe, the word of God is a stumbling block.
Amen.
Amen. So listen, God is making it plain to us. Amen. Many will stumble on this word. They will stumble on the gospel. Some will not believe. Amen. Hallelujah. But we learned today that the word is a hammer hitting at the stony heart. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Making that stony heart a heart of flesh. 1 Peter 2:8 says, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. My God, Father, if I have been disobedient, my God, hallelujah, Lord, you know, forgive me for my sin. Amen. Praise God. See, beloved, this is what it's about. Amen. When in our disobedience to the word, we stumble. We stumble. Amen. Praise God. The word is spiritual knowledge. The word is spiritual knowledge. Proverbs 2:5-6 says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, for the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth. Cometh knowledge and understanding. Amen. And so, beloved, if we are going to obtain knowledge and wisdom and understanding in the fear of the Lord, we must do what? Read, study, excavate this word. Amen. Hallelujah. It just keep coming up, the word of God. We have to learn how to value this. We need to rise in the morning and let it be the first thing that we do. Amen. In fellowship with God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we are learning here that this word is necessary for our spiritual development, is necessary to sustain us, is necessary for the setting apart and the equipping of us, and it is necessary to revive us. Amen? The word is spiritual knowledge. The word is spiritual knowledge. Amen? John 5:39 says, Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So the testimony of God is scripture. The testimony of Jesus Christ is the revealed, inspired scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. So how should we testify of him? Amen. Hallelujah. By way of the scripture. Amen. Be careful
Amen.
To use the scripture to testify of Jesus. Amen. Listen, the Bible Amen. Is not for private interpretation. You need a revelation. This is
Amen.
Clear. You want to testify of Jesus? Amen. We must testify of him by what it is that the word of God says. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The word inspires faith. Amen. The word inspires faith. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Beloved, you want to build your faith? How do you build your faith?
With the word of God. The word of God.
With the word of God. That is the only way faith is coming. Faith come by
Amen.
Hearing and by hearing of the word of God. That is the only way faith is coming. Amen. I don't care if anybody tell you anything else. The only thing that is truth is the scripture. And the scripture say the only way that you're going to increase in faith is by the word. Amen.
Amen.
You want to grow in faith? Amen. Concerning a situation in your life where there is little faith, find scriptures that support it and meditate and study that. Amen. John 20:31. Amen. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Amen. Listen, the word inspires faith. Amen. Amen, beloved. We go on to the word is a powerful spiritual weapon. The word is a powerful spiritual weapon. The word of the sword of the spirit. Amen. And so we know that in Ephesians, amen, the Bible speaks of the full armor of God. In Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God is a powerful spiritual weapon. It's one of your weapons of warfare, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You want to back the devil up? I'm telling you, give it the word. Amen. And we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we know, too, that the enemy can take over a voice box. Amen. I believe I shared this testimony on Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was called constantly while I was in New York by a young lady that wanted deliverance. Amen. My continence was already low. I was already grieving, needed to deal with my sister transitioning. Amen. And so I was led by the Spirit to deal with what I needed to deal with, and so I did not answer. Amen. Hallelujah. When I got back home, you know, I was still dealing with bereavement. It wasn't until the third day when that thing had lifted up off of me, and I got another call in from the same person, and the Holy Spirit said, answer. And when I answered that phone, amen, this demonic spirit started speaking to me through her voice box, beloved. And I told the devil, you coming up out of there today. That devil told me that he was not coming out, that she let him in, and that he was not leaving. I said, devil, you coming up, and I started casting those demons out, amen? And so, beloved, we have to be mindful because we can't fight this fight tired, amen? Jesus is the true Savior. Jesus is the true deliverer, amen? We have a word of salvation that we preach, and we have a word of deliverance that we preach, amen? And you know what? I don't know what would have took place if I would have dealt with that issue when my confidence was low. I had all kind of things going on with me during that time. Amen. Hallelujah. But God did not allow me to answer until he had strengthened me. Amen. And so, beloved, we need wisdom and knowledge when we're ministering to people, when we're going forth. Amen. God is the true Savior. He can keep you and save you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, you have to be in the spirit dealing with these spiritual things. Amen. And I told that devil, you're not going to be talking to me. You coming up and out of there now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that day was she made free. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful. The word of God is a powerful weapon of warfare. And I told that spirit, I'm casting you out with the power and the finger of God. That I told Satan, the Lord thy God rebuke you. He's your God too. He rebukes you. Come on up and out of there in Jesus' name and walk in dry places. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, that is a power that we have by faith in Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so we want to be mindful. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so what else do we have here? What attitude should I have toward the Bible? What attitude should we have toward the Bible? One of the attitudes that we should have is the attitude of obedience. We ought to obey the word. Comply Amen. To, conform to, observe, obey, and follow the scriptures. Amen. Beloved, listen, I ain't trying to go to hell for nobody. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. And so we want to be mindful of the company that we keep. Amen. The conversation that we keep. Amen. Why? Because we want to obey the word. We want to comply with the word. We want to conform to the word. We want to observe the word. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to follow the scriptures. So James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Amen. Hallelujah. God has raised the standard in James. Amen. Listen, it's not for you to just hear this word and believe. That's just a portion of it. But when you're able to apply this word to your life, to your situation, to your circumstances,
yes.
to your storms, to your problems, to your good times, your happy times, your joyful times. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need to be doers of this word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:9 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Taking heed, attending to, observing, conforming, obeying. Amen. So it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? And it says, by taking heed to the word of God. And so we already learned prior in the lesson that the word of God has cleansing power, the water of the washing of the word. Amen. And so the only way our way is going to be cleansed, amen, is by us obeying or conforming to this word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, beloved. God is not leaving us ignorant. He's telling us the way to take. He's not leading you at a crossroad with no direction. You have direction. The word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your pathway. Stay on the lit path. Amen. Praise God. It is straight and it is narrow. It's not wide. Hallelujah. Hide the word in your heart. Amen. Okay, beloved, let us go back one. Amen. Let us go back. We another attitude that we should have toward the word, one was to obey the word. Another one is to respect the word of God. We need to learn how to respect it, to reverence it. We have to treat it with awe, honor, deference, glorify the word. Glorify means to give honor, to render esteem. Now, I am going to give an example. At my sister Linda's services, we were grieving, amen, and there came a time in the service while the preacher was preaching, because I did not preach the service. Pastor Stanley Williams did. Amen. My family got up and they started going to the casket and crying, and I had to call order to the service. Amen. I said, now you know that we are saved and we know how to be saved. Amen. And part of being saved is being able to reverence when the Spirit of God is speaking. And so the minister is bringing forth the word of God. Amen. And we want to reverence the Holy Spirit that is working through the minister. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I said, come on, beloved. There is a time and a season for everything. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. For every Amen. Season, there's a time. You could get crazy later. Amen. Right now, we're going to get strengthened by this word. Amen. You can act crazy later, fall out at the casket later, cry and scream later, kick, do whatever you want to do later. Right now, we're about to get strengthened by this word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Order produces peace, beloved. And so we have to know how to be, what to do. We have to respect the word of God. Honor it, esteem it, amen, render esteem to it. Psalms 119 and 161 says, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word, amen. So even when we're being persecuted, amen, we need to reverence the word of God, amen. Even when we're going through trials and tribulations, amen, we need to develop a culture in our life that we are reverencing the word of God. Amen. That's what God did to me when I went through this situation. I'm going to tell you something. If I had not been afflicted, I would not have known his statutes. Amen. Hallelujah. When I first got the news, amen, I'm allowing you to enter into my theophany. I was mad. I said, God, you didn't give me a vision. You didn't give me a warning. You didn't give me nothing, a dream. Amen. He said, I am God. And my spirit responded, it is well. And I believe at that moment, God, he was calling things into order. Praise God. Amen. He said he was letting me to know that you ought to give thanks in all things. Amen. Hallelujah. He was letting me to know that I do all things well. Amen.
Glory
I don't make no mistakes.
God.
Amen.
Ooh,
hallelujah. He was letting me to know that in the midst of it all, that you still got the grace to rejoice and to praise my name. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
glory God. It was not an easy thing to do, but I had to command everything within me. Oh, we're going to praise God today. Hallelujah. It don't feel good, but we're going to move in obedience to his word. today, hallelujah. Amen. Even when the enemy trying to take your mind, you ought to call out and say, hallelujah, I'm going to praise him anyhow.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, my God, my God, when your money gets funny, that is the time to praise God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. When they talk about you, amen, being busybodies and backbiting, that is the time to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you're being rejected and abandoned and dropped and not treated right, that is the time, my God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
To give him glory, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And so I believe that through that situation and circumstance that my faith was being tried. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the very thing that I said I believe, I had to walk it out. Praise God. And there comes a time when God will test your faith. Amen. Are you just encouraging other people, telling them they can be strong, that they can make it? But now that death is at your door, you can't take it. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. It got real and it got real quick. Amen. But I felt the power of God sustaining me. Amen. The angels ministering to me, strengthening me. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, God is no respecter of persons. The way he strengthens and cares for one, he cares for us all. We are all the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I just wanted to share my testimony that you know from the pulpit to the door, our faith is going to be tested. From the pulpit to the door, our faith is going to be tried. From the pulpit to the door, we still have to move in obedience and reverence for the word of God. Amen.
And amen.
And Acts 13 and 48 says, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Amen? Amen, beloved.
Amen.
We ought to rejoice in the word. Amen. The word is bringing about rejoicing power. Amen. We need to receive the word openly. Amen. We have to have an open heart and an open mind for the word. Because sometimes some of us have grown up in church and we've grown up with many traditions and religion. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes the word will come and dismantle all of that. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Because this is a spirit and truth worship. When you come to know him for yourself, you come to find out that some of this other stuff that you've been hearing, that you've been believing for years, that it ain't even what the word says. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We are all accountable for our own salvation. The Bible says, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. With fear and trembling. With reverence and trembling. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to receive the word openly. We need to have a willing, eager, and zealous heart to take in the word. Amen. Brother Darrell goes and speaks of how, you know, it may have started off on a Bible study for him, but the word brought about a zeal in him. Amen. Opened up and illuminated the eyes of his understanding and gave him a desire, an appetite to want more of God, more of the word, more of an understanding, and more of knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to be able to receive this openly. I can testify to, amen, hallelujah, the growth of Sister Latasha, even in her prayer life, praise God. Amen.
Glory
even in
God.
Her understanding
amen.
And the revelation that comes forth. Amen. Praise God. But listen, this ain't no hocus pocus. Man did not do this. This ain't no magic. All of this provision is in the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God. Amen. So
amen.
You know who's studying. You know who's reading. Amen. You know who has a private fellowship with him, because in that is increase. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
In that
amen.
Is increase. So I just want to encourage you all to keep on studying. But James 1:21 says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Amen. We don't have the power to save nobody, but we preach a word of salvation. The word that we preach is Jesus manifested. Amen. Is Jesus manifested. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus is able to save the soul. Amen. Acts 17 Amen. And 11 says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Amen. And so, beloved, when we're in Bible study, you ain't got to take nobody's word for it. Open it up. Make sure that is the text, that is what God is saying. Amen. Search the scriptures Amen. Eagerly. Search it with a mindset to receive from it. Amen. The provision of God. Amen. Another attitude that we should have toward the word is that we should hide the word in our heart. We need to memorize portions of it and learn selected verses by heart. Psalms 119 and 11 says, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I may not sin against thee. Amen. And so what keeps us from sinning? The word of God in our heart. Amen. Study the word. Amen. Research it and examine it carefully. So this don't mean you just pick it up and read through it quickly. Study, research, examine it carefully. 2 Timothy 2:15, which is one of my favorite scriptures, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. We have to allow the word to dwell or live in us. We have to allow the word to dwell or live in us. Let its truth Amen. And principles become part of your nature and character. Amen. Beloved, I'm going to tell you something. All things we can do. Amen. We have been liberated. Amen. But you know what? There's things that we could do that we don't want to do because it doesn't bring glory to his name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Another attitude that we need to have towards the word of God is to allow the word to dwell or live in us. Let its truth and principles become part of our nature and character. Colossians 3:16, and I love the book of Colossians. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart and in the Lord. Amen. And so, beloved, we should also minister to God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we are singing songs of Zion, when we are giving our testimony, amen, that's not for the onlookers. We are ministering unto God. Can they be blessed? Yes, you're allowing them to enter into your theophany, into your experience with God. Amen. Praise God. Delight in the word. Amen. That means that we need to allow the word to become a pleasure. Amen. The word of God should be our enjoyment. It shouldn't be a task. Amen. It shouldn't be like a chore. It shouldn't be, oh, man, now I got to study. No, you need to delight yourself in the word. Ask God to change your desires and appetite. Amen. Toward his word. Amen. We need to cherish and value the word of God as if it is a treasure, because it is. Amen. Psalms 119 and 16. I'm going to ask that someone pull that up. Psalms 119, verse 16, and I'm going to ask that you read it. That this is a certificate course. Amen. We are studying the word of God. Right now we are looking at what attitude should we have toward the word. We already know that we should obey the word, that we should respect the word, that we should receive the word openly, that we should hide the word in our heart, that we should study the word. Amen. And that study means to research it, examine it carefully. Amen. That's not reading through it quickly. Amen. We need to allow the word to dwell in us and let its truth and principles become part of our nature and character. So, yes, God is building character. Amen. And so now we on the portion where we are delighting in the word. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there's some things, certain things. My daughter says this to me. She says, mommy, when you eat something good, she said, you start bebopping. And so that's how she tell if my food is good. She stops and she listens. I guess I stopped. Uh-huh. You know, when it's good. And so she'll listen and she'll say, oh, no, that's not that good. You ain't enjoying that. You know, but that's how we ought to delight in the word of God. Amen. We ought to delight in it. We ought to be excited. Amen. To be able to study it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so what does Psalms 119:16 say?
119:16. Okay, right here. It says, I will take pleasure in your laws and remember your words.
Amen. You hear? See, the word of God is instructing us. We ought to take pleasure. We ought to take delight in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we ought not to forget it. Amen. Psalms 1 and 2. But his delight, I'm going to tell you something, the word will keep you from calamity. It really will. It really will. When you change your mind to obey the word, I don't care what's coming down the pipeline, it will miss you. It will miss you. Amen. Whatever calamity is coming down the pipeline, you will miss it. Whatever the enemy has planned for you, you will miss it, because the path that God has set in place for you is directed that you miss that, that it don't touch you, that the enemy stumble and fall. This is the importance of walking according to the word of God. Amen. Saying yes to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 1 and 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Amen. And, beloved, I'm going to tell you, listen, it's, when I've been speaking this manifestation time, how could you manifest if you don't study? How could you manifest if you don't delight yourself in the word? How could you, whatever you are giving your time over to is going to be what influences you, whatever that is. Amen. Whatever it is. Okay, another way that we can, another attitude that we should have toward the word is to love the word. Amen. Have great affection and passion for the word of God. And sometimes in my heart, all I want to hear is there a word from the Lord? Amen. Praise God. I don't want to hear nothing about what you think, or, you know, don't send me no word curses. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't got time for none of that foolishness. I don't have time for busybodies. Amen. Gossipers. Listen, is there a word from the Lord? Amen. Because when your delight and your pleasure is in the word, you don't want to hear that foolishness. Amen. Psalms 119:97 says, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day long. Amen. I remember, amen, speaking with Sister Titiana, and she shared with me how she don't even watch TV anymore. Like, God has just given her desire and appetite for his word and prayer and study and just for biblical things, biblical movies. And so you can't turn on a TV today without seeing some type of homosexuality, lesbian act. Amen. They is everywhere and in everything. Without seeing some type of sexual perversion, amen, promiscuity, amen. Listen, nothing is good on that idiot box, amen. So we have to be mindful of what we're watching, what we're taking into our spirit. We really have to guard our heart, amen. Praise God. And I remember the woman of God shared some real good movies with me, and one of those movies was Sinners Wanted. I'm going to tell you something. That was a powerful movie. Amen. That young man had the power of God with him, where souls was being saved, and he just had a love for the sinner man. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Had the love
Amen.
Of God. And so, beloved, these are the things that we want to watch. Amen. It would be nice if we can compile a list of Christian movies that are really good and just,
yes.
you know, that we could send
That's
them out,
good.
You know, through these apps that, you know, y'all can watch and y'all can have something godly, amen, to watch. Praise God, amen. And so,
amen.
Yeah, amen. And so we have here that we want to love the word, amen. Psalms 119 and 140 says that word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. Amen. It is pure. Amen. We ought to meditate on the word. Meditating is thinking and rethinking. each thought until it becomes your thought. Oh, isn't that powerful?
Amen.
Meditation
Amen.
Is thinking and rethinking each thought until it becomes your thought. Meditation is best accomplished by committing verses to memory. Amen. There's times when I am reading the scripture, and when if my heart is pricked while reading that scripture, I will pause and I will rehearse that scripture, meditate on that scripture. That may be the last scripture of the day. That scripture may be my meditation for the whole day. Amen. And we said that meditation is not reading quickly. It is thinking and rethinking. Amen. My God,
Amen.
Until it becomes Amen. A part of your thought. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." And having good success in a prosperous way is all about this word. Amen. It's all about this word. Making the book of the law, amen, the statutes of God, the written word, not letting it depart from our mouth and making it our meditation. Amen. Day and night. Amen. And so if you're thinking, okay, I did it in a day, so, you know, I have fellowship in a day. No, he said day and night. Day and night. Amen.
Amen.
All day and all night. Let this word be your meditation. Amen. Meditate upon it until it becomes a part of your thought. Amen. Amen. Psalms 119:97 says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day." All the day. All the day. I love it when you can wake up in the morning and God have a song in your heart. Amen. A song that aligns with scripture. Amen. Amen. Listen, I'll sing that song all day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Titiana, amen, on Sunday, she said, hallelujah, that when I asked her to open up in prayer and sing a song, she said, "Well, I'm going to sing this song because I've been singing this song all day." God knows. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He prepares you for service. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And she sang what he gave her, amen. And, beloved, that's what it's about. What is the Lord saying? What did he put in your spirit? Because that thing that have come from eternity into time and dropped in your spirit, when you begin to share that, it begins to start a move of God. Amen. And so we want to be in tune with that. Amen, hallelujah. And so I just thank God, amen. Beloved, let us be mindful, amen. All the day, we want it to be our meditation, amen. We want to combine Bible reading with prayer, amen. Prayer is helpful in the process of transplanting the word into our heart or our inner man. What I realize is that the more that I am remembering the word in my heart, I will pray the scriptures, amen. Hallelujah, I will pray the mind of God. Acts 6:4 says, "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Amen. Hallelujah. And to the ministry of the word. Amen. When I decided that I was going to partake and support the community to get a sign to go up when the pro-ams, when the golf tournament starts. Amen. So that sign will be seen at every hole, you know, well, at one of the holes, and then they'll line it up in the boulevard as the people are coming in, so they kind of move the signs around and make sure that they're seen by the community. Amen. When I saw that, amen, my thought was, God, what can I do to bring glory to your name and to support the community? Amen. When God gave me, amen, the slogan, amen, "You need grace to hit it straight." Amen. And that our balls are lost. Once you hit that ball can go anywhere. But your soul does not have to be. Amen. Jesus does save. And so when I sent that over, amen, the young lady, I had already created it. She said that she needed it to be landscape. So it needed to be the long way and not the other way. And so I said, well, I gave you what I had. Amen. Let us see what God give you. And when I tell you God used her to shift that thing to make it perfect, that all the color would bleed out across the whole thing, and even when she said that she was finished, that she wasn't doing anymore, I received 5 more emails from her. See, when the glory of God is upon
amen.
You and moving you, amen, holly, you can't let that thing go until the Holy Ghost is finished with you. Amen. As my assignment, I moved in obedience to the Lord, and I did what I can do. And when I released it, amen, God then put her on assignment. Amen. And so I began to bless the Lord, and I began to minister to her and let her know, amen, I realize that the glory of God is upon you. Listen, beloved, your life is not your own. You just can't do what you want to do and say what you want to say. Amen.
Amen.
We have to learn how to move with the Spirit. We have to learn how to obey the Spirit. I remember early in my ministry, amen, when the Holy Spirit was cultivating me and setting me apart, the Holy Spirit would come to me in the midnight hour, the wee hours of the morning, amen, and sometimes I would be tired. And so this one time the glory came, and I said, not tonight, Lord, I'm tired. And so, you know, I did not want to get up. I did not want to fellowship with the glory. Amen. And so God spoke to me, and he said to me that you have to learn how to move with the glory. Amen. Because the only way you're going to be able to get creative and do what I need for you to do, you have to move with the power of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because outside of the Spirit, outside of the glory, you got nothing. Amen. And so
amen.
You might be tired, but you got to shake tiredness off. Listen, salvation is
amen.
Free, but the anointing will cost you everything. You want to be anointed. You want to be used by God. It's going to mean that you have to sacrifice. You're going to have to get up when you're tired. You're going to have to cancel your plans. Amen. From when it came down to my sister's services, amen, Sister Titiana took off work. Minister Sykes was going to Boston, and she canceled that, amen, at the drop of the hat just to serve. The woman of God
amen.
Took off work just to read the scripture. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because only what we do for God is going to last. Amen. Only what we do for God.
Amen.
And we have to be willing to serve in any capacity that we can, in which
amen.
Our gifts can make room for us. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And when I tell you
amen.
They served in excellence and they was about God's business, it was in excellence and it was about God's business, beloved. Amen. And so this
amen.
Day I got up, I shook sleep off, and I got up with the glory. That was the first epistle I wrote. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I heard the Holy Spirit say that it was an epistle to Roland Barnes. And I said, he said, that's an epistle. And I said, yes, that is an epistle. Amen. And how I knew it was epistle was how it was received. Amen. The response to it,
amen.
Praise God. Amen. So, beloved, God desires to use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is not about a title. This is not about you being an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist. Amen. Let us go to, I want to show you something in the Word. Ananias. You ever remember Ananias?
Yes. Ananias.
Yeah, tell me something about, what do y'all remember about Ananias?
They lied.
I'm trying to, what she said?
Ananias was a devout Christian.
Oh, I thought it was Ananias and Sapphira.
Oh, no. Who am I thinking of? Wait a minute, wait a minute. Is it, his name is Ananias? I thought his name was Ananias. 1 minute, let me put it. I'm looking for Ananias and the Apostle Paul. His name was Ananias? Oh, yes, his name is Ananias. Yeah, let's go to Acts chapter 9. Let's go to Acts chapter 9. And let me pull up Acts 9, the whole thing. When you get it, just say amen. Acts chapter 9. I want to tell you how powerful the Holy Spirit is. This thing ain't in the title. God can use you without a title. He was using me before I was ordained. And I realized that people could see the power of God on my life, and I didn't quite understand it.
I get it.
Huh?
The only evangelist?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Ananias, the Bible didn't even give him a title. It just said he was a devout Christian. I looked up everywhere, went back to history, and could not find a title for him. That meant that he was one in the pews that had such a relationship with God that God visited him with dreams and visions. When it was time to lay hands on the Apostle Paul, God did not send Peter. He did not send James. He did not send John. He did not send none of the other apostles. He sent one from the pew, a devout Christian. He gave a vision to and told him to go because Saul waits for you. He said, I already told him that you're going to lay hands on him and he's going to receive his sight and he's going to receive the Holy Ghost because he must suffer much for the kingdom of God, much for the gospel. He said Paul would suffer. So sometimes we think that we need a title. God uses who he chooses. Beloved, get yourself developed in the word. Give yourself over to God. Ananias was one that was a devout Christian that had open vision. Open vision. And open visions is not dreams. Okay? Let us read Acts 9 really quick because I want you to see it for yourself. We already read that the scriptures testify of Jesus. Amen? So how many, let's see how much we have here. Brother Darryl Golden, I'm going to ask that you read from 1 through 10. Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you read from 11 to 20. And
which one are we reading again?
We read in Acts 9.
Acts. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
And Sister Titiana, you're going to read from 21 down to 30 because I believe it's 30, well, it's 33, 34. There's a lot of these scriptures here. 40. Okay, you're going to read all the way down to 43. Acts 9. I want you to see it in the word for yourself. I researched Ananias. I went all the way back in history. I went back to Josephus. I wanted to know if he was something other than what I saw here, a devout Christian, was something else saying something else about him. That's all he was. God used him mightily. And I'm going to show you something else in the word of God. Amen. Jesus, what is her name? What is her name? Hallelujah, Jesus. It's going to come to me. Amen. They was all praying for Peter. When Peter was supposed to be killed. Amen. They was praying for Peter. He was in prison and the king wanted to kill him. They was praying for Peter. This young lady, when she prayed with such power that the angel that was with her left her and let Peter out of the jail. Amen. Listen, she knew that Peter was, she knew that there was a deposit. She left the prayer, went to the door, and she said, Peter's at the door. Everybody else that was praying said, no, Peter ain't at the door. It's his spirit, as if he was killed already. She said, no, Peter is at the door. Amen. Can you pray to a point where you know that there is a release and your angel goes to do your bidding? Amen? We're going to read on that too. Listen, you in the pew, you got power. Amen? You have to exercise that power. When Apostle Amen. William Brown cast out demons, he trained us. Everybody in the pew stretched forth their hand. Amen? We undergirded our apostle. Amen? We stretched forth our hand in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We wasn't standing by like onlookers, amen, just watching like we was watching a game. No, there's power. This is why we come together and we gather, because there's power. We were little children stretching forth our hand, amen, praise God. We was trained up young not to be afraid of the devil, amen, praise God.
Amen.
See, but children do what they're taught, amen. Children do amen. What they're taught. And, beloved, there you ain't got no reason to be afraid of the devil. Amen? God gave you power. They shall cast out demons. It didn't say the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist. It said if you believe.
Amen.
He said those that believe, he said signs will follow. He says I give you power to do these things. Amen?
Amen.
That's the great commission. That's for every believer. Beloved, it is time to manifest. Amen?
Amen.
It is time for the kingdom of God to manifest in your living, in your believing, in your walking. Amen? In your lifestyle.
Amen.
Let us begin to read. Who's reading from 1 through 10? Brother Daryl Golden, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, right, go ahead and read, brother.
All right. Acts 9. I'll start with chapter 1, and I'm going to stop like I said 10. I mean, I'm going to Acts 9, verse 1 through 10. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go in the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes was opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there
so he was fasting.
Amen. Last verse for me. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord.
Beloved, before we move forward, this Saul is the Apostle Paul that wrote over 3/4 of the gospel. This Saul was persecuting Christians. Christians was dying and being imprisoned by him, this Saul. And the way God chose to deal with Saul, his judgment was that his soul be saved and that he suffer much for the gospel. Amen? God turned it around. And the same one that was persecuting the Lord and his disciples became a preacher of the gospel. Amen? And so we're going to go ahead and read. We already read about Ananias. It just said he was a disciple. Amen? No title here. Go ahead and read 11, Sister Latasha.
The Lord said to him, Get up and go to the house of Judas on Straight Street. When you get there, you will find a man named Saul from the city of Tarsus. Saul is praying, and he has seen a vision.
Yes.
He saw a man named Ananias coming to him and putting his hands on him so that he could see again. And
yes.
Ananias replied, Lord, a lot of people have told me about the terrible things this man has done to your followers in Jerusalem. Now the chief priests have given him the power to come here and arrest anyone who worships in your name. The Lord said to Ananias, Go, I have chosen him to tell foreigners, kings, and the people of Israel about me. I will show him how much he must suffer for worshiping in my name. Ananias
left
and
went. Beloved, I want you to stop right there. Did you see how Ananias was afraid because of the reputation of this Saul? His prayer,
Amen.
His time with God in this vision, God gave him a vision. He gave his fear to God. He said, I heard
Amen.
About the reputation of this man. Beloved, there's going to be things that you encounter, spiritual things that come up against you that may even have a reputation, amen? But there's no
amen.
Reputation that is greater than the reputation of Jesus, amen? If you would just
amen.
Trust him, if he is sending you, he's equipping and qualifying you and sending a heavenly provision to go with you, amen?
Amen.
Amen. There's no one, I don't care what they're doing, amen? Robbing people, jailing people, killing people. God gave Ananias a vision. He said, I chose him to take my word. He had a, as an apostle, he had a specific message to a specific people. He had an assignment. Amen? Christ put him on assignment. Praise God. Amen. What is your assignment? What is your blueprint? What is God leading you to do? What has he been telling you to do? For the longest time, he's been trying to set you apart, get you in his word, because he want to sanctify you, purify you, and he want to mature you that he could use you for his glory. Amen. We cannot be slack and slothful. We must obey God. Praise God. So now go ahead and finish reading.
Ananias left and went into the house where Saul was staying. Ananias placed his hands on him and said, Saul, the Lord Jesus has sent me. He is the same one who appeared to you along the road. He wants you to be able to see and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I think that was it for me.
Amen. And so Ananias laid hands on him. Listen, the Bible's going to testify that he received his sight, and the Bible's going to testify that he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so you could
Amen.
Begin to read Sister Titiana. I hope God is speaking to your heart. He can use you just where you are. Listen, your pastor judges the giftings in your life. Amen. God is already working through you, and your pastor sees and begin to judge, and he agrees with what the Holy Ghost is doing. Don't be afraid to manifest. Go ahead, woman of God. I'm sorry. I'm excited here.
Hallelujah. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. But
how long did it take for him to preach Christ?
Immediately.
Immediately. You get saved, you can preach Christ. You can preach just based on what you believe. You could preach. All Apostle Paul's whole message was pertaining to him meeting Christ in the road and him being a bright light blinding him. It was his testimony. Amen. He allowed people to enter into his theophany. He said he was the worst of sinners because he persecuted Jesus and his disciples. Praise God. Immediately, mm-hmm. beloved. This lesson that you're learning after you get it down, you should be teaching it to your family, praise God. God has such a glory on my life and a zeal. I was taking classes, and I was teaching the neighborhood community kids around my table. Amen?
Amen.
I would take
Amen.
A class, and they would take the same class. I would
Amen.
Take a class. They would take the same class. Why? Because the Holy Spirit equipped me to teach it.
Amen.
He equipped me to teach it, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, you must manifest. The scriptures in this lesson already said that we ought to sing songs, encourage, and teach one another. There's something or someone that you can teach. Amen. Praise God. Someone, you are in a place where you can share your godly experience and your knowledge of the word with someone. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Go ahead and finish reading, woman of God. Someone
For
have noise
that,
in your background. Let's respect the spirit of the Lord that is operating through Sister Titiana in her reading. So I'm going to ask that you, if you have to do what you're doing and you're not giving God your undivided attention, please mute your phone. Go ahead, Sister Titiana.
But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them, which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus.
And so now, beloved, I just want to stop you right there before you finish that. Do you see how Saul was transformed? But because of the reputation that he had when he was in the world, some of those that did not know of his conversion were still afraid of him and did not receive him. It took for Barnabas to vouch for him. Do y'all see that? Sometimes we encounter things. Amen. Everybody's not going to receive you and believe you, but that doesn't mean that God didn't do a work in you. That didn't mean that he didn't call and choose you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. When the woman was at the tomb, they was the first to bring the message of the resurrected Christ. Amen. But the man who was not used to receiving from women did not receive it. It didn't make the message invalid. It was still a very valid, powerful message. And if they would have believed, they could have been strengthened and encouraged. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
So don't be so tied up with people not believing the message of Christ through you or believing who you are in Christ. Some people only want to remember the old things about you. Some people will come to try to trick you to expose the old you. Some people will try to say that you ain't changed at all. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, be encouraged. Praise God. Go ahead and finish reading, woman of God. What else does it say?
And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem, and he spat boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Gracians, but they went about to slay him, which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to...
And they brought him. What scripture are you at?
I'm at Acts 30.
Acts 30. Okay, because I was someplace else. Just give me a minute. Okay. So it says, which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to, that's Caesarea.
Okay,
that's Caesarea.
And sent him forth to Tartus. Then had the churches rest throughout all of Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit were multiplied. And it came to pass as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. I don't know how to say that.
You right, Lydda. You go.
Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Ananias. Is that Ananias? Which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. I guess that's not Ananias. I don't know. And Peter said,
"Well, let's slow down. This is not the same Ananias that laid hands on the Apostle Paul. And it looks like it says Aeneas." Amen. But sometimes, it looks like from the pronunciation, it could be Aeneas, because the A and the E makes it long, and then the E and the A together makes it long, make the E long. And so I would say Aeneas, right? And so we have to be mindful because sometimes in the Bible, some of these people have the same names, but they're not the same person. And so I have a book on who's who in the Bible. And so it breaks down. I have a book on the woman in the Bible, who's who in the Bible. So it breaks down the different Johns and the different this and the different that. Because it's so many Marys in the Bible, you know. Every time you hear Mary, you think they're speaking about Jesus' mother or Mary Magdalene, but that's not so. Mary had a sister named Mary that was married to Cleophas. So, you know, there's so many different names in the Bible. But as you begin to excavate it and meditate upon these scriptures and really study these Bible truths, you will come to know who is who and where they belong. When it all comes down to it, we are all family. Amen? Physically family. But those of us that believe in Christ, amen, we are the children of Abraham by faith, by the righteous seed. Amen? And that's amen. What makes the difference. Amen. We are children by faith. Amen. We came through the righteous seed. Amen. And so we want to be mindful of that too. Amen. And so even when you read it, sometimes when I'm studying the Bible, and if I come across words that I'm not sure, I do pray the Holy Spirit to help me to pronounce it properly. And I also do my due diligence by going to the Bible on audio and listening so that I can hear to the correct pronunciation. Amen. Because I want to do my due diligence coming before Amen. The people of God, ministering to God. Amen. We're accountable. And so we have to go the extra mile. And those of you that know that you are called to be teachers of this gospel, what I realize is that the assignment that I took to teach the young people made me study harder. Because, listen, young people don't receive everybody, and they have a whole bunch of questions. Amen. They wanted to know where was the medians in the word, where does it say sorcery is bad, because some of these kids was going to the tea leaf reader and the sorcerer. Amen. And so I had to show them in the word how that was against God. I had to show them in the word. Amen. And then they started sharing Amen. And going home and sharing it. Amen. Listen, we Amen. Can't correct what you did not teach. We got to teach yes. them. They're going to have questions. Amen. So if you're going to be a teacher of the gospel, you also have to be a student of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You have to be a good student. Amen. And so when you're going to teach, guess what? It makes you study all the more. You can't bring nothing surface. In studying this lesson today, I could have stuck with the lesson plan. But we teach by way of the Spirit. And so this thing came up, and we had to go to Acts 9. We had to go to Acts 9 because Acts 9 is important for those of you that is on the line today. God is saying something to you that is not a part of the lesson plan. Amen? You got to shift with the Spirit. Okay, so now go ahead and finish reading, Sister Titiana.
And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was.
Did you see why they turned to the Lord? This is why we must manifest. We cannot be afraid to see someone afflicted in an infirmity and tell them to pick up their bed and walk. We can't be afraid because through the manifestations of the glory of God, through what we preach and the Holy Spirit manifests and make it happen, people will believe. They will believe at the signs and the wonders and the miracles that they see, the very gospel that we preach. Amen? They will believe. But we have to step out on faith. Sometimes we're wondering, well, what if we say it and it don't happen? Step out on faith. You shouldn't be worried about what's going to happen. The Holy Ghost, the Bible says that signs will follow you. He's going to back you up. He's not going to leave you out there preaching his gospel looking stupid. Fear will keep us from stepping out on faith and obeying God. Amen? Okay, go ahead and read, woman of God.
Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas, This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in the upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the windows stood by him. I don't see that greatly lately. I don't know.
It's okay, woman of God. We are all the body of Christ. Amen. We are one.
I'm wearing two pairs of glasses now. My vision
Amen.
Is just not the same. And all the widows stood by him weeping and shewing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lift her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And mm-hmm. it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner.
Amen. Miracles, 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 miracles. Woman of God, I speak to your eyes. I command that the lenses of your eyes correct itself by the power of Jesus Christ. I speak healing to your sight. I speak clarity of sight in the name of Jesus. I speak it now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and correction to the eyes that you can see to read in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your glory falling down upon her now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the manifestation of your glory as we stand faith believing in your word that you will lift her up off of her bed of affliction in Jesus' name. Now, woman of God, I'm going to ask that you take off those glasses and read. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak clarity to your sight, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it now. The same miracles that Peter did, the raising of the dead, the healing of the sick. Father, we stand on your word now that her sight be corrected in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. May your eyes be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Strength to the eyes in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it now. We glorify you for it now, my God. We thank you for the sight now in
yes,
the name
God.
Of
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, kuriandere bosana. Hey, Kaba. Kuriandere bosikiando. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
A little bit. Before I was just seeing blue. I could see a little bit.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, I speak clarity of sight to your eyes. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing and wholeness to your eyes. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for you spoke to me and said it's manifestation time. Lord, I thank you that you let her healing manifest now. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory for this miracle.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we believe your word now. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah! Oh, glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
That your people will step out on faith, on your word.
Glory to your name,
Jesus. Do it to glorify yourself, God. Hallelujah.
I can see a little bit more
now.
Hallelujah.
Just praise him. Just praise him for the miracle. Just praise him.
Hallelujah.
You do all things well. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the manifestation of your power. We thank you for building the faith of your people that they may believe. Hallelujah. Let every day that she open up to read your word, oh God, let it do it through the lens of the Spirit. Let it be clarity of sight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if the enemy try to bring any blur, let her rebuke the enemy and say that I am healed, that I don't have this problem no more. In Jesus' name.
I can see better now.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can you read, woman of God, without the glasses? Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm going to try to read.
Hallelujah.
Says, and it came
clarity
to pass.
Of sight. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read
it. Pass, as Peter passed all quarters, he came down also to the same. Well, at Lydda. Hallelujah. And I could not see the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he did it for his glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. He did it for his glory. Hallelujah. Lord,
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. You
Jesus.
Said it's manifestation time. We thank you for manifesting your glory, God. We thank
Hallelujah.
You, oh God. Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus. I seal your healing with the blood of
yes,
Jesus
God.
And with the only
thank
seal that
God.
We know, the Spirit of the Lord, that is our mark and seal into the day of
thank
salvation.
Please.
I still the Bible says that he sent his word, and his word healed them. Hallelujah. And we sent the word today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, don't be afraid to step out on faith. The Holy Spirit
Hallelujah.
Will manifest. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God, we thank you.
Thank you,
oh, God, we praise you, Kaba Sandere, for you are real in our soul, Kaba Sandere. Oh, Jesus, how we love you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
oh,
you,
Kobo Sandere, Kuriandere, Posanta.
Hallelujah.
And woman of God, you keep stepping out on faith and walking out your healing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh,
thank
glory
you,
to your name, God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh,
yes.
Touch me in my body.
Thank you,
oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Kobo Sandere. When he's healing, hallelujah, I got to get what I need too. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, the kingdom of God is not talk, but it is power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is manifestation time. Hallelujah. We're not just speaking words. Amen. Listen, these words that we have is life-saving power, life-cleansing power, life-healing power. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. And we got to believe it. Listen, if we don't believe it, how will the world believe? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did we finish reading all of 9? Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we're going to go back to the lesson. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for the demonstration of your spirit. Amen. We just thank you for it tonight. We just thank you. We just glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We on the portion where it says, amen, that we must teach the word. We must instruct and educate others in the scriptures. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, and the thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. Hallelujah. There's some of you that are amongst us that will be faithful in teaching others. Amen. You will be driven, amen, by making sure that others mature in the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Apply the word. Amen. Utilize, and the Bible says give it to faithful men. God wants us to be faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. It says apply the word. Amen. Utilize
amen.
What you learn from the word of God by putting it to use in your life. And so our lifestyle will begin to testify of Christ and the power of God. Amen. James 1:22-25 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So if you just
amen.
Hear the word and don't do it, you're not deceiving nobody but you. Amen. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Amen. Praise
amen.
God, and the word of God is blessed. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we do have, I think, a few more pages that we're not going to finish today because I would like to be able to end it on, you know, this great miracle here. Amen. So we're going to start back on, hallelujah, we're going to come back together. And we're going to pick up in the section where it says, how should we respond to the word? Amen. We're going to finish that. Amen. Because, listen, we can't keep teaching and God done healed and did all of that. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. My soul just want to praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Amen. He done showed up and showed out in our service. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, praise God. Hallelujah. My soul just want to bless him. And I believe that he demonstrated his power, beloved, that we know that we can trust him, that he is faithful, that he's a promise keeper. Amen. That the Holy Ghost will manifest and help us. Amen. And bring forth miracles and wonders when we preach this gospel. Amen. We just can't be afraid to say, pick up your bed and walk. We can't be afraid to say, be healed. Amen. And we was taught not to just pray a prayer. Sister Titiana know that we was taught not to just pray a prayer, but we got to demonstrate the healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, if you was bound to a wheelchair, get up and walk. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. If you ain't had no sight, read something. Amen. Tell us what you see. Uncover those eyes. Amen. That's how we was trained up. We was trained up to see the glory now. This is about now faith, embracing the moment. Amen. Believing God for it all and through it all. This thing is not about a man. Amen. If they ask you, how did you perform that miracle? You say, by the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. You got to give him all the glory. Amen. Amen, beloved. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise God. And so we're about to close out. Amen. In the lesson. Amen. Hallelujah. If there be one on the line today or one that is listening to the broadcast that have not yet accepted this Jesus, Jesus that, amen, died on a cross for your sins, Jesus that was resurrected on the third day, this Jesus that works signs and wonders even through his disciples today in the 21st century, this Jesus that is very much alive, we offer him unto you today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth not in him, whosoever believeth in him, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Amen. And so, beloved, all you have to do is believe on Jesus Christ in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. Amen. And if that is you, your heart is pricked tonight, wherever you find yourself, Jesus is able to heal you. He is able to deliver you. Amen. I just want to speak these words to you and walk you through the sinner's prayer. Just say, Lord Jesus, here I am, a sinner, and my sin come into my heart. I believe you died for my sin. I believe that you are Lord, and I believe that you resurrected. And I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. And I promise to serve you for the balance of my days. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. Amen. We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. You can contact us through the website or via phone call, which is 800-373-6948. Beloved, we want to hear from you. We want to hear that your heart was pricked, that you are a new believer, that we could further instruct you in righteousness or help you find a ministry within your region where the crucified, buried, amen, and resurrected Christ is preached and taught, amen, that you would know how to live this new life that you just have in Christ, amen. Father, we commit the souls that whose heart was pricked, that believed and professed with their mouth unto you, O God, that you will finish the good work that you started in them. Satan, it is the Lord that rebuke you, the hand of God that binds you, and the blood of Jesus that is working against you. Lord, we thank you even now for the soul. We thank you for this opportunity to rejoice with heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, beloved. Amen. Amen. And so, beloved, I just want to take out a little time before we end the lesson to see if there's anything that you would like to share concerning what you heard today. How have the scripture text spoken to you? How was the eyes of your understanding illuminated? Amen. You know, a new path, you know, if you was at a crossroad and now that you heard the word and how to study this word and admonish this word, and if it made the road narrower for you. Amen. We want to hear from you, Brother Darryl Golden. Do you want to start tonight?
Yes, I'll start tonight. I want to say, I'm here to get joy from the Lord. I just want to say that tonight, you know, it was great to hear the miracle testimony of your apostle heard giving sight back to the
Brother Darryl Golden, we cannot hear you, but one thing that I want to say that the woman of God, Sister Titiana, that received her sight received by the power of Jesus Christ. But we cannot hear you. I don't know if we lost you. Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can.
Okay. Yes, I was just saying, sorry, but I hit the mute button by mistake, that it was great, you know, through God, from God through you that, you know, she received the power to read, and it shows that miracles can happen if we believe in the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to say that tonight you hit some great points. I'll go over quick, it'll be short, on, you know, from the lesson that we should love the word of God, make your spirit a joy to hear the word. You know, when you come to Bible study, you know, which I'm willing to admit, I definitely want to be here, but I also worry about other things going on, and that pushes me behind to get here at 8. And I know it's a work in progress, but one thing I have not done is not giving up to get here. And each time I get here, when I think, oh, it's going to be over in 30 minutes, the Spirit moves you to an hour. Because I try to get an hour.
Amen.
And I love how we go past an hour. Everybody's schedule's different. People have jobs of a commitment. But for me, just getting here is a joy. And I always do not let, like you talked about tonight, do not let things outside of serving the Lord stop you from serving Him. So that's definitely a plus I thought you hit on tonight that I definitely work on and keep striving to be with Him, because, you know, we must build a relationship with God to see Him manifest in our lives. You talked about tonight manifestation. So if we don't spend time with Him, He's not going to manifest. So I thought that was a good point you brought tonight. Also, be mindful. We've talked about this in the past. Nothing wrong with reiterating it. Be mindful of what you watch on TV, social media. You know, I was just watching some things this week. They were talking about, you know, Bumpy Johnson. A guy told me to check it out. And I knew it would be gangster and whatnot, but, you know, it just made me realize coming here how, you know, don't let that be your entertainment. You know, on these reality shows where they like to argue. You know, that's a bad example of somebody always arguing all the time. You know, we can't let our entertainment be our downfall. So that's what I'm learning, too, in my walk with Christ. Don't let ignorant entertainment let the devil be showing up in your life. So I've learned that, you know, step away from that. You know, like the one example you gave tonight, you know, sometimes just don't watch TV. Have a day with no TV. I've done that, and it really is. You're surprised you can get done, and how it clears your mind. You can meditate. Good thing.
Amen. Amen.
You know. And lastly, you talked about meditation. Do that to rethink for inference on the word. You know, get a quiet place where you can. You know, when you read the Bible, and what we learn on Wednesday night. And apply it, you know, go back in the scripture, see it, you know, like I write it down. Like I told you when I first started, I never thought I would be having a notebook. So that shows I know how God is working on me. You know, I would go to church, why are these people writing down, making notebooks? And I see now why, because they want to reiterate and meditate on what they're learning. So definitely I think that's a transformation for me in joining the Bible study group. Also, let the word meditate on you daily, day and night, 24 hours. You know, if we got all these 24 hours, you can eat the same things and go. The same thing with the Bible. There's just no other way to explain it. Meditate on that. And also, what you think controls you. I thought you hit well on that tonight. So if you don't know what you're thinking in the spirit, oh, God's word is going to control your actions. And also, I enjoyed reading Psalms 119:16. I'll delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget the word. I really feel that, and this is also, I'm getting to close, that when you know, on my travels through going to college, leaving home, that I just thank God I didn't forget the word and that He saved me. And it's funny how I guess it was God wanting me to see your husband's picture on Facebook and to see what he had in store as a spiritual leader with you. And you just don't know where God is going to get you. So I think that's a good thing in all of these crazy things that are out here today through politics and,
you know, now everybody's scared about the gas.
Beloved, we thank God for that share, amen, for what stood out with Brother Darryl Golden, and I hope that what he, what blessed him, also blessed you in the sharing, amen. Sister Tatiana, are you sharing tonight?
Yes. I got on late. I was sleeping.
Right.
But I still got a lot, and I realized that some of what was covered tonight, I was up last night pretty late, and I was watching Derek Prince. And Derek Prince was a Jew for Jesus, and he was talking about this particular message. It ties into what happened, what we discussed tonight, proclaiming the word over your life. And a lot of what he said was taught tonight about the power of the word, and he was talking about, you know, speaking the word over your life and praying the word over your life, and how we ought to rejoice in the word and know the word, and it's true because it ties right into the whole armor of God, and it is our sword. Tonight, I thank and I praise God for touching my eyes, and bringing healing to my eyes. And I am according to his word, because he said, by his stripes we are healed. I'm going to continue to declare and decree that. But it is so important that we meditate on the word of God. And it really is a part of working out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Because as you learn, and God is, that's how we're going to get to know him, because he says in the end there will be many that will say that they've done this and that in his name. He will say, depart from me, for I know you not.
To know
God is to know his word, because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. And so when I first got on the line last night, when I was reading and studying and watching this video on YouTube, God just kept saying to me, and believe, and believe. And that was the first thing when I first got on the line, I heard, and believe. So, you know, when you study the word, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so you have to study and hear the word that you can believe. And so I just praise God. I need to find out where I can go to get the rest of the lesson so I can be up and to study it, because we got to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, right, dividing the word of truth, that we not be deceived, because the devil knows the word too. He gives you a little bit of the word, and then he mixes it with a lie. And so we can be able to discern rightly and to answer. I mean, avoiding foolish and unlearned questions, but to be able to answer, because so many people believe that the word is a contradiction because they don't understand how the books are written and how it is not, it's not written, let me just say, in a linear fashion, that certain books were written at different points in time with a different purpose and a different theme. And there's just so much to learn. And what I'm saying is that no matter how many times you think you may know a scripture, when you go to that scripture again, it's yet something else that you can learn from that, or something else that God reveals to you from that. And, you know, Jesus said to Satan that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so it's so important as Christians that we not be relaxed about the word, that we know the word, that we hide in our hearts, that we not sin against him, that it helps us in our work, in our walk with him. It's a light unto our feet, and it will direct our path. It's good for the spirit man, that the carnal man not take rule, but that the spirit man takes rule, that it guides you, that the Holy Spirit can bring it back to your remembrance and how to live in your character. It's just it's just vital to survive.
Go ahead and preach, preacher.
Knowing our Savior, if we're going to be his friend, you understand?
As
God, and I've noticed that, you know, as I've been trying to get more in the word, that's when it seemed like my sight was affected. But the devil is a liar. She told me, when I went to the doctor about it, she told me that all I needed was glasses. And then she looked at the paper and saw what I do for a living, and that she wanted to replace my lens. You know, and when I had questions about this, I was like, replacing my lens. And the thing is, she had put something in my eyes that had really blurred my vision. And then she had put something in front of me, and she's trying to tell me about this replacement. I couldn't see anything. I had to take a cab from where I was because I couldn't even see the street, because she had put something in my eyes to dilate them. And she was saying, and this is like an expensive surgery where she wanted to replace my lens. So when she started praying for me in the name of Jesus and said, your lens, that just...
Hallelujah!
Because that's what she was saying, that she wanted to replace my lens. And she wouldn't even give me information. And I came home and I researched it for myself and learned that them doing that could lead to blindness. Hallelujah.
Oh,
but I thank God for his healing power. And I declare and decree, and I'm not gonna hold you up anymore, because somebody else
go ahead and preach. You go ahead and preach.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because Jesus is a healer.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what I got from the lesson.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That word is shut up in her bones. It was like fire tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That was a great share, beloved. And God knows just what to speak to combat whatever has been spoken. Amen. And the woman of God is so right that if we do not understand the word or have the word, it's like spiritual blindness. Amen. Hallelujah. But the devil is a liar. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Because God will illuminate the eyes of our understanding. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That we will know and that we can see. Praise God. Amen. Sister Latasha, are you sharing tonight?
Yes, praise the Lord. I just wanted to say God bless everyone on the line today.
God bless you.
And I just wanted to say to, you know, my situation, you know, when Apostle Asia delivered me, you know, she delivered me from all kind of demonic entities and everything like that. So I just wanted to say to everybody, you know, with this, when we do this walk with Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior,
you know, we're going to go through some trials and tribulations, whether we like it or not. And from my experiences, sometimes you might not understand what he's trying to do. But from what I've learned is that he will take you into deep waters. And what I mean by that is by your faith. I mean, you can't lean on nobody but God. And I've been in some
Amen.
Situations that I only could lean on God, you know. And what I've learned, you know, I've lost my husband, you know, maybe about 5 months ago. And we were, you know, when I met him, I was young. We was together like every day for about 19 years.
That's
so
right,
even
Amen.
just with that and the situations that I've gone through, I've learned to trust God. And I just wanted to say, when Apostle was saying meditating and meditating on the word, what I've learned from my experiences is that when you meditate on the word and you're full up on the word, your mind will not receive any negativity, because your mind is so built up on the word that the word is like an anchor. It's like a wall that's blocking anything that tries to, any ungodly thoughts. You're able to cast it down because you're so full of the word. And what I also wanted to say is that God is walking with me, and I see it. I see it on a daily basis. But I just wanted to say, when you become a Christian and you become delivered and God has saved you, it's not an overnight journey. You know, like for me, I don't even watch TV. So basically, I have internet, you know, I have television, but I don't even watch it because I'm so conscious of giving my life to God the best way I know how. And like Apostle said, you have to monitor your eye gates, your ear gates, what you receive, what you hear, because those things can taint your spirit, you know, and even who you associate with. And I like I said, once you become saved and you've delivered, you don't have time to play with your life, because your life and your soul is at stake, you know. And I just wanted to say, I was at the other day on my job, there was a young girl that came in, and I work in a Salvation and Army. I work in a, you know, Salvation Army that sells used clothes and stuff like that. So I haven't been there long, but I worked there. So there was a woman that came in. And she was, well, not a woman. She must have been about in her 20s. And she came in and she picked up two beautiful dresses. I mean, like elegant dresses. And I guess she didn't have enough. I think she must have been about 25 or something like that. So she comes to me and she says to me, oh, I guess it was a receipt. One receipt was like $5.99. And she said the tag was on the floor near the dress. So she said, well, is this the price for the dress? I said, well, I don't think so, because that's kind of low for that kind of a dress. So she was like, you know, I have two dresses. So I said, well, so I went in the back, to make a long story short, to find out how much the dress was. So I guess the dress was like $15.99 or something like that. So I told her the price. So then as I walked away, I'm watching her, and the Holy Spirit said to me, go back and give her a good price for the dress. So I said, so when I heard that in my spirit, I went, the Holy Spirit says she needs the two dresses because of a graduation or something. I heard graduation or prom or something. So I went back over to her and I said to her, are you graduating or something? And she said, yeah, I'm going to I need one for graduation and prom. So I said, okay. I said, you know what? You could get both of them. I'm going to just give you a good price. So she said to me, when I heard the Holy Spirit said, give her the two dresses, when I looked back over to her, she was trying to decide between the two which one she was going to get, and she really wanted both of them. So after I gave her a good price, I gave her both of them, you know, for a good price. So she says to me, you know, you just made my day. she said, and you just automatically just came back and, you know, you made it work for me. She says, because I didn't have that much money. So I said, no, don't even worry. You got both of them. And so when she left, she said, I'm not going to forget you. I thank you so much. But to make a long story short, you know, God will use us and his where he wants us to be, you know, whether we in a supermarket or on a job. And sometimes we just don't know why, you know, certain things, you know, even with people, you know, I meet people all day long, you know, and just you could just tell his spirit is right there. You know, all of a sudden I'm talking to one lady, the next minute another lady start talking to the lady I'm talking to, and then they become friends. And I said in my mind, wow, that's God drawing people close to each other. So I just wanted to say that, you know, God is a good God. He's a merciful God. And sometimes through all of our tribulations, you just got to trust God. So I just wanted to say that. Amen. And God bless everybody.
Amen. And, beloved, that share through Sister Latasha tonight was being sensitive and being led by the Spirit, because that was something that we spoke about tonight. And so God will use you to be a blessing to other people. He will use you. Sometimes he will use you to be someone else's provision. Amen. Sometimes you don't know why you're giving or why you're doing what you're doing, but because the Holy Spirit spoke to your heart. Amen. So do we obey him in a written word? Yes, but you also have to obey him when he speaks to your heart. Amen. So that was a good testimony. Amen. And the testimony of the power of Jesus Christ that delivered the woman of God. Because, listen, there's no salvation without deliverance. God don't just save you. He delivers you from demonic bondage, from your sin condition. He gives you a new heart. Amen.
Amen.
And so I just thank God for what it is that he's done and all the testimonies. And I am going to send out this whole lesson. I know I kept saying it, but tomorrow, by the grace of God, y'all pray for me. I want to be able to send out the written lesson. And then Sister Titiana, on the church website, I think we have a page that says Bible Study and Prayer Podcast, and also on the church YouTube page, I believe the first two lessons are there. I'm not sure if the third lesson is there. I believe this is the fourth lesson. And so if the third lesson is not there, I will be putting that up so that this way you can take your time and go through the lesson. And then there is a homework as well. And so for everyone that have the homework, amen, make sure that you take out your time to do the homework along with the lesson that I will send out tomorrow, okay? Brother Darryl Golden, I'm going to ask that you just close us out in prayer so we could go and be dismissed from the line.
Amen. Father God, I thank Apostle Hurd for being a spiritual leader for me and others on Wednesday night, and those who, as well as not just Wednesday night, but for throughout the week. For God, I thank you for using her as a vessel to continue your stability in my life and others that are listening on the line, and those that are not here on the line that she touches. Lord, I just want to say that it was a touching example tonight of how she touched the children, Lord, and knowing the word, because the children truly are our future in this world. I just thank you, Lord, for another great Bible study tonight, showing all of us your greatness of how the meek shall truly inherit the earth and how we shall all grow in knowing your name.
Amen.
I just thank you, Lord, for just constantly bringing the ones that the familiar names that I hear on here, such as Sister Latasha, Apostle Hurd, and others, for those that constantly come as building an ark in heaven for not only us, but all right here on earth. And I just thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to give you time, despite all that are going on in our lives, to stay in constant joy
of knowing your word.
Amen.
And may we all continue as much as possible to come here on Wednesday nights. And if we miss the lessons on Wednesday night, there's recordings and all kind of resources. For it is truly no excuse not to know you in the word. For these blessings that I ask in your name, in Christ's sake, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Agape love, beloved, let us go in peace and serve the Lord, amen.
Agape love. Have a great week.
Agape love.